The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. And here comes the man himself, Carl Bott.
Just scheduling and rescheduling as we walk along here. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I'll be okay. It's the beginning of the week. Open 7 days a week. You know, the thing, they've expanded their walk-in humidor, but the customer service is always so good. Tobacco and Brew have done so many things for our community. So good morning. Good morning, Bob.
Morning. I had forgotten how much I despise air travel these days.
Well, you flew to Arizona, picked up
a car and brought it back.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And it was a Prius.
It was all done in 48 hours.
A family member's Prius that picked up
that
drove back. And okay. So what do you think? We have a couple friends that have Priuses, and they swear by them.
I was worried that it was going to be very underpowered. Nope, it's peppy, and 50 to the gallon ain't bad.
No, that's not bad, especially when our gas prices are...
Here's what I love. A Prius passes me on the freeway, like about 80, and then they get pulled over.
Yeah.
There's something that's like, yeah. You know what? You guys are getting 50 miles to a gallon, but now you're getting less because you're driving so fast, and now I'm trying to stay in the speed limit, and you blow by me, and you look at me. You look at me with disdain because I'm driving a truck.
Well, this was about as bad a conditions as you'd want to take a car into, because it was about 112 as we were coming across the desert.
Oh, geez.
We pulled the Tehachapi grade coming up out of Mojave. Car took it all.
Well, you know what? Then there you go. So will my Ford truck.
I remember cars that I would look at a grade and go, okay, we might make it, carry an extra gallon.
You know, once you turn around and back up. Okay, good morning, everybody. Well, how are you doing? What's one look like? It's going to be hot.
It's going to be a hot day, and so we are very excited because we scored some American Idol tickets. That's right there in Reading. On Wednesday night. Yeah. So be listening because I'm going to give, after the weather, I'm going to give a clue. And then we're going to take calls. So if you can call in, then you're going to get two tickets today to American Idol. So let's just wait for a second here. I'll tell you the weather. It's currently 64, but today our temperatures will reach 100. And it will be clear tonight with our lows of 69. Tuesday calls for a high of 102. And Tuesday night, 74. Wednesday calls for a high of 105. Thursday, 105. And Friday, 107. Let me see if we can fast forward here to...
I think it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. I think
107 and 107. So we've got three 107s. Now, you know, those fluctuate.
It's going to be 110. There'll be 110 downtown.
And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our locally owned and operated veteran-owned business, and they do get veteran and senior discounts. 365-3793.
There you go.
So there's your weather forecast. That's why we worked so hard around the weekend to get a lot of things done around the house. That
if you haven't been downtown into our studios lately, they've changed dramatically, and now we're into the final phase of switching everything over into the new studio. But the painting's done, the wall stuff is done. And if you haven't had a chance, just come on by and down. Stop in. Take a look. Linda and Karen have done such a great job here. You really have, hon.
Well,
I mean, it is just outstanding.
And
at the same
Eagle
time,
Eye Painting.
And Eagle Eye Painting and Design Time.
Design Time for
all the
floors.
Did all the floors. Who else? Well, I think that was about it on that. But Dan Scott just did a wonderful job on the paint and Design Time in and out and got it done.
And let us not forget the contribution that Lou White made with
Well, thank you very much.
The very center of our operation in there.
That's right. Lou was in there on the – and how can we forget Mike Huber of Estate Granite for giving us that, for making, not giving us, but making that table for us. And all the things that everybody's done. And, of course, Bob Belongi.
And Ashley. Ashley has been my right hand.
You guys have been in
there
wiring and wiring. They're crawling around the floor. They're wiring things. I'm not sure they're wiring the right things, but they are. You know, but what would I know anyway about this? Anyway, so we're getting there. We're getting there, my friends. A lot of things happening. Tonight, the big announcement, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Trump is going to announce a SCOTUS pick. And, and for whatever it is, whether you agree with it or not, this is going to be the next Supreme Court of the United States justice.
Yeah.
It will be, because McConnell will push it through, no matter, unless the proposed pick in is going to cause a couple of Republicans to switch. Yeah.
The opposition, the Antifa and such, they're already lining up to oppose, no matter who it is.
No.
Now,
well, yeah.
Only because it's Trump who is making this list, so they will oppose it.
Well, yes. They know who the selections are.
There's four.
Woman. Well, one woman. Well, those are the favorites right now. But they knew who all 25 of them were, because he announced it when he was running for office. These are the 25 that I'm going to pick from. And so he is. Now, so it doesn't make any difference which one he picks. Antifa and the far left and the middle left and some of the Republicans are just going to go berserk. Maybe not the Republicans. They're going to go berserk because it's somebody off that list. It doesn't make any difference who it is, because they are constitutionalist and they're conservative. Even if it's middle-of-the-road conservative, they're still conservative. If they believe in the Second Amendment, they believe in individual rights, and that's the big thing, individual rights guaranteed to you by the Constitution. They don't like it. They want government to be taking over everything. That's why they're going to fight it.
Collective.
That's what they want, is a huge collective. Oh, we want socialism. Do you? You had a Democrat that knocked out one of the primary Democrats that's been in, what, he's had 10 terms in Congress. She knocks him out in New York, and she's an avowed socialist. She wants free. She wants free medical care for everybody, free school for everybody. She wants the borders open. I mean, just think about it. This is what this woman, and she won the primary for the Democrats. Now, the Democrats don't really know what to do.
Yeah.
Because they've been pushing this, you know, we've got to fight him. But now it's coming back and haunting them, because Bernie started it. And now Bernie's people are making runs at the Democrats.
We are the world. We are the children.
Okay, so there was an article that just opened up about Steve Bannon. Was at a bookstore.
Yeah, from Breitbart.
And he just was minding his business and looking at a book. And over walks a woman and starts to scream and yell at him and tell him he's disgusting. And I don't know the words.
Oh, no, they've had others. They had it's continuous. It's something like 300 personal attacks have been made. And it's not even on the Trump cabinet.
So there was a Clinton aide that tweeted, that was in the store at the same time, that tweeted that where the address was and what was happening.
So other people could come down.
Yes. Now, that's harassment.
That is harassment.
Pure, the
pure
person
harassment.
Who tweeted that should be in jail. That's I'm having this conversation
that's
yesterday.
That's inciting to riot.
Yeah, I had this conversation yesterday.
Yeah, what if 50 or 60 more people
come
in there?
The woman who sat on the leg, sat on the foot of the Statue of Liberty. I had this argument yesterday with my girlfriend. Not like a bad argument. Just, I said to her, that woman should be in jail. Well, she had her 15 minutes of fame. I said, do you have any idea if you saved your whole life and you took your family and you were going to go on the 4th of July to the Statue of Liberty? This is what's happening in our society, that she's out in 3 days. Excuse me, she should be in jail. I'm really hardcore when it comes to this.
Well,
she put everybody else closed down the park. Can you imagine if that would have been during our time? Because
there would have been two people climbing up to the top. It would have been me grabbing her and punching her in the face until she got down, because it is not easy. And so you get to the, you know what? We planned for months. And, you know, frankly, yeah, okay, maybe I'm a little selfish, but what right does this woman have to climb up and shut down the park? And then, get this, she's an immigrant. She's not even, I don't even think she's a naturalized citizen yet. She's putting in for it. But the fact is that, hey, she immigrated, so now she's going to shut down the Statue of Liberty because she doesn't agree with what's happening on the border. You know, that's just...
I'm sorry about this.
Wrong.
It is wrong because that's like somebody climbing up on Mount Everest or some kind of symbol. And again, you know, you put so many people's lives in turmoil and they've shut things down and people that have been there with their family. And here's my girlfriend. Well, I would expect to have my tickets returned. I said, why? It's a park. It's a federal park. People are, they have to be paid.
Well, you know what? Here's
well,
the thing
I expect to have my tickets returned. No.
Well, you paid. And they'll say, well, we'll reschedule you. Reschedule you to what? Now, because a lot of people, like you said, it's people like us that travel to see the Statue of Liberty. They get their tickets in advance so they can climb up into it and all that. But they shut it down because she's up there.
For 7 hours.
I can see maybe they could shut down that one little area right there.
Mm.
But you can't tell what maybe she was, you know what?
Maybe there was a bomb they were talking
maybe
about.
Maybe there was more of them.
Okay, we've got to take a break. So yes, when we come back, now remember, American Idol tickets today, this morning, I'm going to be giving a clue.
Wait for your cue to call.
Yes, and we're going to be taking your calls and putting you on the air, by the way, with your answer. We've not done that before. We're going to do that this time, so we've got Bob working overtime. Portion of the show this morning brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Oh, my word, you're going to need them next week. Serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service to all models. Give them a call. They're open 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Go to their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com. What shall we
do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, President and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
99 red balloons floating in the summer sky. Can't be fair, just red alert. There's something here from somewhere else. The war machine springs to life.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You were watching Atomic
My
One.
My request for the music, yeah. It was, if you have not seen the movie Atomic Blonde with Charlize Theron, and this came out a while ago. I think this is, it is a spy.
Charlize.
Shoot 'em up.
Charlize.
And she plays a bad, I tell you what, she makes Jason Bourne look sissified. This woman can fight. At least in the movie she can fight.
She looked really good.
I mean, plus there's other things in the movie that. Very interesting. 23 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock today, 64 degrees, going up to 100. Going up to 100, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Walk down to 1845 California Street, the newest branch of Cornerstone Community Bank. Walk into the air conditioning. Find out just how they can move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank, it is a community bank.
Let me tell you something. In Phoenix, when it hits 100, they all start reaching for the long sleeves.
Oh, really?
Well, they're used to it. No. You know, I used to live in Phoenix.
It was 117.
I lived in Phoenix, many years ago. But, they had these. Okay, this was when electricity, I guess, wasn't a problem. Because they had these big malls. And they'd have an opening when you walked in. And it would be air conditioned. It would just be cold air hitting you. Not with doors. No. You're walking into an opening into these big malls. Okay. And there'd be air conditioning. And it was just, I just can't imagine how much electricity they were using.
Well, a lot of these places use what's called an air curtain. It's a downward or sideways blast that actually seals the two areas off. You got that at Costco when you go into the chiller
room. Maybe that's what it was. But it's still, you go from 115 on the sidewalk and you'd walk through there and be like, whoa! I'm surprised people just didn't drop.
That's right about the chill room in Costco when you go back to the vegetables.
Can I just say one thing about yesterday? We had a class, concealed carry class. We did shooting yesterday. It was hot yesterday. It was hot. And I just want to say, when we talked about it, the class was really great. We had about 47, 50 shooters out there, including some that have never really shot much before. I had I taught the women's class, and they were just outstanding. What can I say? Everybody out there was safe, and they learned a lot. And they graduated, they passed the test, and it's 12 hours that Sheriff Tomasenko says you will have 12 hours out there to learn about safety, to learn about the law and all this. So part of it's Saturday, part of it's Sunday. But there's 10,000 people in this town, and when you ask them why, well, one young lady was a realtor. She says, I go to places. And she says, my husband says, you're not going to go into these houses, unless you've got a way of protecting yourself. Another woman, the same thing. Another one travels. Another one has disabilities in the sense that she can't, move very fast. I mean, she's coordinated and all this. She did very well, but she's not going to be able to run away. And she says, I need to be able to protect myself if something happens. You know, people take responsibility for themselves and their loved ones. So, anyway, big shout out to them.
Okay, you guys. This is going to be the first... first of all, we want to let you know that tickets are still available. My sources tell me that tickets are still available for American Idol. And I do know that I was up at the Benton Doggy Park, my favorite place to go with Elk Killer, and to make sure that she keeps separated from the other dogs because she's so bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm up there.
This guy says,
I really want to go to American Idol, but the tickets, gosh, they're $800. I'm looking at him and I'm thinking... okay, this is a problem because there's no way. So I went to my source, and he was like, this is why we're having to spend money, because what you have are, you have, people don't go to the internet correctly, and you go to Reading Civic, and then you go to the shows, and the tickets are $49 and $67 for the floor. Now, the tour company will, on top of that, which has nothing to do with the Civic at all, the tour company will do these VIP packages.
Yeah.
And the VIP packages are $149, the most expensive being almost $300. And so that's on top of the ticket if you want the VIP package.
If you wanted the VIP package. But people also go to other sites that is not the Civic Auditorium. And it's
scalper sites.
Yeah, the scalper. Same thing hits Cascade. But on the Civic, and you'll see tickets for $100. Well, and you can get the same tickets for $47.
Mm-hmm.
So tickets are left. This is going to be a big show.
It's going to be a big show. So we do. We've been gifted two tickets to give away today. And so I'm going to ask you, who's Cade Foner, Katie Turner, Gabby Barrett, Journey, and Michael J. Woodard? And you give us a call here at 605-4567. And we're going to put you on the air, and let's see if it's a correct answer. So call now, and you'll get two tickets for Wednesday night.
Tell them the names
again. Cade Foner, Katie Turner, Gabby Barrett, Journey, and Michael J. Woodard.
And Journey is not the musical group. That's the name of an individual.
J-U-R-N-E-E.
Right, just in case you thought.
Well, I don't know why.
Because that threw me off.
Well, that was what I was supposed to do.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I know, but it's just like, oh, you get to give it away.
I'm sorry.
It's like opening up the present before you get it.
Okay, no, we can't even go. We can't even leave because
we just got back. Boston.
All right, see, I've got people stumped. 605-4567. If you want those two tickets, you're going to have to do a little work here.
You're asking people to think pre-coffee.
This is $130 worth of tickets.
And I'm going to be doing this until we get it right. Because I'm giving them away. And the call is coming in now. You're going on live.
And while we're waiting, the Thai soccer team, hey, the one that's been under the caves, in the water. They've gotten eight of them out so far. Okay, now let's go to the phones.
Going hot. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so who are Cade Foner, Katie Turner, Gabby Barrett, Journey, and Michael J. Woodard?
They are part of the top seven on American Idol.
Okay, and will they be performing Wednesday night?
Yes, they will.
Okay. So we got a winner for you.
All right, I'll take your information. Well, who's this?
What's your
name? Just your first name.
This is Carrie.
Carrie.
All right, Carrie, I'll get the rest. Hold the phone, Carrie. I'll get the rest of your stuff off air.
Thank you.
You've got all the microphones on, buddy.
All right.
Is there anybody?
Okay.
So, we got a winner.
I posted this yesterday on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
So this is what I'm going to start trying to do, like to catch up with the, where we're currently. I posted it to be listening this morning, so I'm going to be giving tickets away. And so, you know.
Okay.
I know there's big fans that are just loving the fact that,
That's great, giving away those tickets. Hey, now the soccer team, as you know, they've already had one of the rescuers, Thai Sergeant Major SEAL, former SEAL with the Thai Navy, died placing air tanks in, ran out of air. Now they had to teach the kids how to dive. And this is more than just a dive and diving back through there, because the way these caves are, not only did they have to go underwater, then they had to get up and climb up on top of other rocks and then walk and then get back in the water again. Meanwhile, with all the equipment they have, and there's a lot of equipment. So I imagine they had the equipment stage, but they gave the kids diving lessons before they started. Anyway, they've got eight of the kids out. Now, how do they choose them? How do they choose them? Who went out? I'm not sure. Nobody knows that for sure. But this has been just a horrendous time for their parents. And the coach is he's being castigated for taking them to the cave, but then he's getting all of these accolades at the same time for saving their lives. He got them out of the water that started surging in and got them to a safe place and kept them there. And then when they came down, he wrote a letter of apology to the parents. I might be a little bit angry in the sense that he took them down, but this is something they do all the time. This is something they've done all the time. They all go down and write their names on the wall. It's kind of that, that rite of passage.
Right.
And then the water started coming in. And so then he maybe, you know, he's 25 years old. Okay, let's say this. He's 25 years old. His brain isn't formed yet, if he's a guy. I'm not using that as an excuse, okay? But he was in there. You know, maybe they could have done something best, but he did. He kept them together, and he kept them alive. I think before you get too angry at him, maybe that you ought to be thinking that, okay, it's a good thing maybe he was there. Maybe he is that one person that could have kept them together, didn't lose anybody. I mean, there's 12 kids, 12 to 16, 11 to 16 in there. So
we all face our Darwin moments.
We do, but you know what? And maybe he shouldn't have gone in there because
he survived his Darwin moment.
Well, maybe he shouldn't have gone there because the rains were coming. But maybe he didn't really understand that, where you know how these caves were set up. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt because here is I'm giving him some huzzas here because he kept the kids alive, and he kept them safe as he could. So anyway, they're bringing them out. They got 8 out now, and they had to stop, I think, for a while. But now, you know, they'll get the rest of them out. What a wonderful ending of the story. Oh, you know, when they were gone for like a week, you're thinking, oh, my God, they're dead. You know, they're someplace. You know, you can't help but think that, and then they found them. And then what the people in Thailand did, the government just – and in America.
Yeah, and the boys – from this region, soccer is really a way of life. So people saying the boy's going to be traumatized, or they probably will be traumatized, or probably be some PTSD. But the fact is, they're a team, and I'm sure when you live that life, like our granddaughter Ashlyn, that team they would die for each other.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing, too. If they get them out in time, which looks like they are, the president of the country or the president of the World Soccer Association has offered to fly them in for the finals of the World Soccer Cup. Well, you know what? That might make me feel better if I was a 12-year-old Thai kid.
Let me tell you something. These kids are from Thailand, and they ain't your typical snowflakes.
No,
these kids are tough.
And they're from a small town.
They're from a small town, and let me tell you, having been in Thailand several times and been out there, those, you know, it's not, life's not real easy.
They're not from a rich town. People in the region are refugees and move back and forth between Thailand and Myanmar.
Yeah.
Myanmar, I think that's how it is. Extremely close-knit community. For sure, this is the biggest thing that has happened here, maybe in forever.
It will, but you know what? Those kids will... you know what? Maybe who knows what will come from this? Somebody will say, "Hey, you know what? Those kids, I'm going to pay for their college, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to make sure this happens." You know what? It could change that whole village. This one incident could change that whole village.
Soccer teams have it rough. Remember the Andes plane crash? That was a soccer team where they crashed in the mountains and
ended up eating each other.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And if you read that, you say that I said that so casually. Well, you know what? But that's what happened, and they had to, and they agonized over that because they had to live. And some of the members of the team have been killed in the wreck, and they had no food.
They had to have protein.
They had to have
to stay alive.
To stay alive. And you know what? Take my haunch.
You're 90.
I'm dead. It means you staying alive. Just cut the part. Cut out the part you want.
Well, if I was dead, it meant for you to live. I'd want you to eat me. 90 divers involved in the rescue mission, and what kind of assistance U.S. can offer Thailand officials, we'll find out. We're going to take a break here, Casey and I, 1460.
I paid my dues, time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology and the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now, back to our show.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio Studios with KCNR 1460. The ever-changing studios of KCNR.
Never know what's going to come out radio. Of our beautiful mouths.
That's right. Community radio stations. Your community radio station. This portion brought to you by one of our local businesses, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is truly from the old school when it comes to repairing windshields. Anything from a small chip to a crack over 2.5 feet in length. He does it. He guarantees his work for life. Yeah, I mean, what can you say? Except how good it is. 3208 South Market Street. Pull in there. Let him take a look at it. Here's the other thing. He's a man of integrity. He's not going to waste your time. He's not going to do something on your car just for money. He's going to do it because it's right. Give him a call. 241-8373. Now, we are happy. I mean, really happy. The last time we saw James Leedy.
This makes our hearts feel it does. Proud.
Last time we saw James Leedy, he was in here. They were raising money to take the...
The students
from
Enterprise High School.
Enterprise High School down to the Culinary Championship of California.
That's it. It's called the Pro Start Cup.
There you go.
And
you were raising money to get the money to go down. So obviously we took the kids down. Kids did super, super.
Our kids were phenomenal. They placed fifth place in the state.
In the state. Can you think about that? Now, he's back here, and he's here because he is a man that supports our community.
And James our veterans. Lee.
And we've got some more things to talk about with James right now, but we're here today to talk about the Summer Barbecue 2018 Veteran Support Fundraiser that's going to be at Reading Post 197, the American Legion family. It's open to the public. And tell us a little bit about this, James.
Yeah, the American Legion family, we advocate for veterans. We support all their benefits and organizations that they're in, support groups. And what we're doing is we'll be at the Anderson River Park this Saturday from 10 to 2, And what we're doing is raising money so that we can keep those ongoing support going. One nice thing about this is at 1 p.m. we will also be doing a flag retirement ceremony. So on Flag Day, we receive a large amount of flags, and we're going to do that ceremony. It's a very formal ceremony. So if anybody is interested, if you've never witnessed a flag retirement ceremony,
I have never.
And to see how to properly dispose of the American flag with honors, come on down. Also, we'll have a live band available. Very nice live band. They'll be doing some oldies. We'll have drawings and also children's games.
Okay, now this is going to be this Saturday at Anderson River Park, barbecue number one. Time goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The cost is only $10, but that includes lunch, dessert, and a drawing ticket to get something cool.
Exactly. We got some great giveaway items. I don't know what they all are, but I know they're great. And, we always have great stuff.
You got drive-through meals available, too. So if you can't stay or maybe it's just a little warm for you, even though Anderson River Park is a lot cooler out there because of the wind off the river, breeze off the river, you can just drive through.
Right.
And pick it up.
Yeah, and our menu is going to consist of third-pound hamburgers. We have stadium dogs, barbecue beans, coleslaw, some great desserts, and assorted beverages.
Okay, you know what?
I know. All the key words that make Carl go, I saw his lips curl.
And Linda's not going to be here. And then she says, well, what are you going to eat while I'm gone? Well, I can tell you right now on Saturday what we're having. We may have a stadium dog.
And you may have to have two.
I may have to have a stadium
dog. One of each.
Maybe I'll have a $20 barbecue.
Yeah. So myself and Cheryl Moore from Star Spangled Catering will be taking care of the barbecue.
Another great person.
Oh, wow.
Great
you get meat. Yes, sir. Oh, there you go, the Star Spangled Gathering. But
catering,
it's a great
gathering.
Way to come
it's
down.
Catering.
Okay. Well, we're going to be gathering with the catering,
okay.
So same thing. You just put another T at
H in
there.
This is great. Okay. And the money all goes to the American Legion family.
It does.
And what do we use the what do we use the money for, Jen?
Well, so we have some great things that we do. One of the biggest things is of course we're the largest advocate for veteran services and benefits in the nation. So we do funnel a lot of money into our whole organization as a national organization. But here locally, we take care of Project Healing Waters, which is a great opportunity for people that are disabled veterans that can get out there and fish, and they assist them in that
Project
way.
Project Healing Waters, you're into that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a member of that.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
Not as active as I should be, but this is a great organization for people that for our veterans that are making transitions back, or who have had maybe a couple problems, or just those that are disabled. That they go out and they're fishing all the time, and it doesn't cost anything, or it's very little, the cost.
Yes, very minimal.
And once a year we have a big fish out, and the fly shop jumps right into there and provides just a dozen boats, and then other of our guides come in from all over, and they provide their boats and their expertise. And it's just a wonderful event. And then at the end of it, we have a dinner. The night before, we have a get together and a dinner before the night. And it's just a great, great organization. And I'm glad to hear that you're supporting that.
Yeah. And another one that we do is called Boys State. This is an interesting government makeup where we will select local high school juniors in the area from Shasta and Enterprise High Schools. And we send them down to a state-run operation. And what they do is they actually set up an entire community, and they learn how to operate as governor, lieutenant governor, all the way down to sanitation into those areas. So it's very nice for them. We also take care of Exodus Farms, which is a local farm in Happy Valley, and we endorse that because they hire veterans, especially veterans with PTSD and those types of things. So it gives them some opportunity to make some money and learn some new skills. And we also, of course, take care of the North Valley Stand Down, which is a group effort
this
from
North Valley
all
Stand
veterans.
Down. We've been involved with that since we've been on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And we will continue to be involved with that as long as we're on the air.
Oh, yeah.
The This is another huge, huge help to our homeless veterans or veterans that need a hand up and not a hand out. And there they can get in, and they get a lot of the administrative work that's very difficult to have done all under one roof, which is I don't understand why we don't do that already. Even their pets are looked at by veterinarians. If they have to be inoculations, that'll be taken care of. Another great event that you all take care of. So thank you.
Yeah.
That's great, James. We need to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've still got more things to talk about. This portion of the show brought to you by Linda's Knitting Shop. It's called Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, right here on open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. It's one of the very few full-service jewelry stores in town. And every time I go out hunting, and if I'm gone for 4, 5, 6 hours, I always wonder if you're in there.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
First, discover health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 1st, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Have you ever tried ordering flowers from a 1-800 company, only to be disappointed by what shows up? Why not try us? We are Liberty Florist at 810 Lake Boulevard. We are Master Florist certified, delivered to all the Redding and surrounding areas, and our top priorities are customer service and the quality in our products. If you'd like $50 worth of flowers, that's what you'll get. No service fees, no middleman. So call us, Liberty Florist, at 768-1544. Check us out at libertyfloristredding.com or stop by at 810 Lake Boulevard.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is about 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here, going up to 100 degrees today. Hey, we're here with James Leedy. We've been talking about the Summer Barbecue Veteran Support Fundraiser. Now we want to shift, because we also mentioned at the beginning how his team from Enterprise took fifth in state in the culinary championships. But it went beyond that, too, because James was recognized not only as the Educator of the Year for the state, but also for the nation in culinary arts, nationally recognized as the number one person by the Restaurant Association of America. Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it was a great honor.
It's
the
huge
things that we do in the community, and I get my students out there, that's really what we were recognized for. It wasn't everything that we do in the classroom, but it's what we're doing for our communities and our state. and they saw that. And, you know, it's been phenomenal. Some of the success stories of the students that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really opened up our doors to showing people that culinary arts, it's a great task. It's a great skill to learn. And, you know, people can make a wonderful living.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? A very good friend of mine, a colonel in the Marine Corps, tough guy. He looked like a bulldog. I mean, his name was Staley. And when combat tours, I want you to see a picture with this guy. It was, you know, I'm just tough. Talked out of the side of his mouth, you know, like that. And when he retired, he went to the Cordon Bleu cooking school. Or no, I shouldn't call it. I don't know if it's not cooking school. That sounds too, you know, the Cordon Bleu
culinary,
you know,
academy.
There we go.
He graduated from there. The White House wanted him to work under one of the things because he already had a top secret clearance. And he went back to D.C. He went to work for a company there where he became the head of the bakery.
Nice.
So because, you know, I remember then when he was invited over to our house, he was batching it then, and he cooked Thanksgiving dinner. And he was really happy doing that. So here's a guy that went on with something like this. When you say your people have been successful, in what way? Have they gone on to other jobs here in town or students?
Our youth. Which
yeah,
really...
you know, we have various levels of success. So we measure the success based on each individual student. But as mm-hmm. a highlight, I have students that graduated culinary school. They came back to our community, and they're contributing. We have a few that work for Simpson University, some local bakeries. We also have students that are still continuing getting a business degree. So they've gone through the New York Culinary Academy, and they've came back, and now they're at Cal Poly Pomona at the School of Hospitality.
Wow.
And so we're looking for great, big
these are
things
big,
from these kids.
Are, you know what? These are really good-paying jobs, too, people. Not only that, because recreation is just going to be more and more and more.
But you're going to need to earn it, and so you want a mentor and a great teacher, and that's what you're
obviously
doing.
James Leedy is. Okay, James, so how do they pick you to be, I mean, besides the fact that we know you're the best, but how did they recognize that you were the best?
Well, you know, from the state level, the first thing that was told to me was that they were watching over the last few years of what we do up here in Reading and how we're impacting the communities. And so that was really one of the key things. And then the support that I give to the ProStart program, that's a national program that we teach to our students, and it was put together by industry professionals. And so supporting that, advocating it, we've increased a lot of schools that are now teaching ProStart, so I'm a real big proponent for that. So upon receiving that, they actually awarded that state award at our competition, so that was a great highlight at the end.
Yeah, that was great.
It was fantastic. And then that put us in for the national award. And the National Restaurant Association takes a look at all 50 states and those candidates, and they have to select those that they feel are there. And
best
so,
exemplify all the everything you just talked about.
Yeah.
Man, you were there. They flew you and your wife in?
They flew me and my wife to Chicago. We were at the Intercontinental Hotel.
How's it feel to be a rock star?
It was a great feeling. At the same time, it was kind of surreal because I'm very humble. I like to just, you know, focus on what I do in the community and stuff.
Yeah.
But I knew that it was going to not only put our state on the map, our city on the map, our school on the map. It really helped provide notoriety to our programs. The career technical education programs, you know, they're starting to get big. We're trying to refocus back to trade schools.
Yes. So, James, we had asked you at the break because, you know, when we saw you today, are they asking you to work all over the world now? And you said, no way, I'm staying here. They need to come to us. And that was like music to our ears.
Yeah.
And then we talked about something that you've created on your own. And I want all of our listeners to hear this story because I think let's talk about your spices.
All right. So Rockin' Rubs, we created this several years ago. And one of the things was I was looking for something different. And this is a sodium-free spice blend. We have four different profiles that we use. One is an all-purpose blend called Bluesy. The other one is called Rock and Roll. It's a steak seasoning. And then we have a Mariachi, which is our Southwestern rub.
Love
you
it.
Notice it's all music genres.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, of course, jazzed Cajun spice.
Mm.
So these were put together because as a chef, you know, we're always looking for the next great thing. And as chefs, we also, it's a lot of stress on our bodies. We don't eat very healthy. And I realized I had a few health problems coming in, and I ended up having a mini stroke. And that really was an eye-opener for me, especially at my age. You know, I realized that I needed to make a change, and so this was perfect. We partnered with Healthy Shasta here locally and sodium reduction, and so they helped us along and encouraged us. And so we started developing these, and once we found this formula of five herbs and spices that actually give you the salty savor without having the sodium, so it was fantastic, and we built all our profiles around that. The best part about it is a lot of the competitors out there that we note, they use potassium chloride. They have citric acid in there, citrus peel. They try to accentuate the salty savor, but we found it in a different way.
Well, and so it's probably a secret we're not going to ask, but okay, now where do we get this?
Yeah. All right. So right now we have Bella Vista Mighty Fine Foods.
Okay.
They have it in there on their spice rack
Ooh,
area.
Okay.
So definitely check them out. Great place under new ownership. Very clean. I love what they're doing there.
Uh-huh.
And then we have the Enjoy Store right
okay.
here locally.
Okay, right there.
Right
here.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we're at that point now that we got through all the legal aspects and stuff.
Oh,
you know,
so
I learned so much about labeling and nutrition claims
sure.
and bottling and
yeah.
all those things. So now at this point, we're ready to go to market. So we're looking at anybody that has a local supermarket that wants to get involved, those are the places I really want to start targeting.
But I love the fact that, you know, that you as a chef, that your personal story was, I'm eating a little of this, I'm eating a little of that. And, you know, we throw things on our meats and our chickens and our fish or whatever it is to throw spices in there. But the next day or soon after, for me, it's like within 40 minutes. I start to, my feet swell up. Carl will tell you that there's sodium in this.
It looks like little balloons. I have to tie a chain to
it. And so I know if I do it, then other people have that too. Migraines,
so,
you know, things that aren't good for your organs, and that's called inflammation.
Yeah, you know, it has been associated with inflammation. Also, high blood pressure.
Arthritis.
All of that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on back to the beginning. We're talking on the 14th of July, this Saturday, and we're going to give away some tickets, not today, but probably tomorrow. It's going to be the Reading Post 197, and the American Legion Family presents a Summer Barbecue 2018 Veteran Support Fundraiser. It's $10. It goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Anderson River Park, barbecue area number one. You can drive through if you don't want it, because it is going to be a little warm, so you're going, well, even though it's cooler in the park, you can drive through and get it for $10. Hamburgers or hot dogs and then beans and dessert and all that kind of stuff. So for more information, give James a call. And we're here with James Leedy, who is the culinary instructor out at Enterprise, but he's also the State Educator of the Year and the National, that's the United States, the National Educator of the Year in Culinary Sciences, right here in our little town of Reading. And not only that, he's got a new business with spices with no sodium. And that's called?
Rock and Rub.
Rock and Rub. Okay.
Today we're going to buy some of those rock and rubs.
So, hey, it's a great, great event. And we're so proud of you, James. And thank you so much for what you do for our community. I mean, really, buddy.
Thank you, Carl.
You're right out there. I mean, and you know, and like as you said, your kids have gone forward. They've gone on to these schools that teach them a very exclusive trade, you might say, in this. You know, when they come out of these, they start in, sometimes in some really, really big restaurants as sous chefs, and they work it out. So
it's been great for our community, too. I can't go to any restaurant in Reading without seeing a student. It's fantastic.
Well, you know what? Is that fine or what?
I love it.
Okay. All right. James Leedy, one more time. The Summer Barbecue 2018 Veteran Support Fundraiser. It's going to be at Anderson River Park. It's going to be this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's $10 for these tickets, and they have a drive-through meals are available, and all of it goes to help our veterans here in town.
Yep. One last quick note, too, is we will be at Sportsman's Warehouse out front from 9 to 2 today, actually selling tickets. So rush on down.
I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
all
thank
right.
you for joining us this morning.
So go on
good
down
stuff.
There and buy tickets.
Keep on doing your good work.
You're doing great. Hey, when we come back, we have Shasta College talking about another group of people that have really kicked it up when it comes to career training. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour, townhall.com. Amit Chamasan. British Prime Minister Theresa May's government is reeling from a second resignation over her strategy for leaving the European Union.
May's office says the Prime Minister has accepted the resignation of Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson in a widening split in the cabinet over Brexit plans. Johnson's resignation comes a day after Brexit Secretary David Davis stepped down over differences with May's strategy. Johnson, who was the leader of the campaign to take Britain out of the European Union, was under pressure to act following Davis's departure. Johnson was scheduled to host a Western Balkans summit today, but never showed. May's office says a replacement will be announced soon.
Correspondent Wally Hines. 4 rescued yesterday, another 4 today. So far, 8 boys have been brought out of that flooded cave in Thailand. That leaves 4 other boys and their soccer coach still down there. Danish diver Ivan Karadzic took part in yesterday's rescues.
Considering the situation they've been through the last 2 weeks or a little bit more, they were very, very calm, and they are some incredibly strong kids.
He was on NBC's Today show. The BBC's Martin Patience says all of those rescued are undergoing thorough medical checks.
They haven't been reunited with their families. Officials are saying they're being kept in quarantine. There is some suggestion that perhaps they may meet their families later on in the day. They'll be able to see them, but perhaps they won't be able to touch them because they're fearful of perhaps they may have picked up some diseases or infections inside that cave.
The boys and their coach got trapped in the cave more than 2 weeks ago. President Trump due to announce his Supreme Court nominee in about 10 hours from now. Wall Street this morning, stocks are sharply higher. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 259 points. The NASDAQ better by 34, and the S&P is up 18 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Former UK Brexit Secretary David Davis says he will not challenge Prime Minister May's leadership after resigning from her cabinet, but will pressure her to toughen her stand on Britain's departure from the EU.
Theresa May's Brexit plans are in turmoil, undermined by the man who was supposed to be leading the UK's negotiations with Brussels. On Friday, the Prime Minister hailed a major breakthrough. The Cabinet agreed to back her proposal for a closer alignment with the EU than many in her party wanted. In his resignation letter, Mr. Davis launched a scathing attack on the Prime Minister's approach, saying that the current trend of policy and tactics was making it less and less likely that the UK would leave the customs union and the single market, as Conservatives promised at the election. He added that at best the UK would be left in a weak negotiating position.
The BBC's Vicky Young, Davis's departure being applauded by pro-Brexit Conservative lawmakers. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Nissan admits altering the results of exhaust emissions and fuel economy tests of new vehicles sold in Japan.
It's the latest misconduct case to surface at the Japanese automaker. It surfaced while Nissan was checking on its operations recently. Nissan acknowledged last September that it had been carrying out illegal post-production tests at its plants, allowing those who weren't qualified to routinely conduct the tests. The erroneous testing does not affect exports. Nissan said it found the findings regretful as it was trying to correct itself.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Starbucks, citing an environmental threat to oceans, says it's going to ban plastic straws from all of its stores globally in less than 2 years. The company becomes the largest food and beverage company operating globally to do so. Starbucks says it's making available a strawless lid at 8,000 stores in the U.S. and Canada for certain drinks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. It is 5.5 minutes after 8 o'clock here on July the 9th, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew with an expanded walk-in humidor, the same great customer service, open 7 days a week. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Carl, and what a wonderful day ahead of us. It's currently 71 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be about 100 with our lows tonight at 69 as we do a projection throughout the week. Tuesday will be 102. Wednesday will be 105. Clear skies throughout the week. Thursday's 105. And just guess what? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 107. Hello.
I say weather right now, we're going to be at 110, at least one of those days.
Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And so we thank our sponsors, Home Helpers, of course, and providing you in-home special extra care that you may need for an injury or surgery. Schedule 2 hours to 24 hours a day. Go to Home Helpers. Give them a call, 226-8350.
Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning. What's up tonight, Sally?
Good morning. Yes, tonight we have Joe Comente is going to be our guest speaker, and he is running for the Board of Supervisors in District 1. We've had him once before, but now that it's a two-person race, we decided we would have him back in and see where he plans to go from here and how he plans to win the election in November.
Okay. That'd be interesting to hear.
He's also one that has done a good job with bringing skills and jobs to Reading, I think.
Absolutely. And when our guests are going to be some of the ones out here from Shasta College talking about their accelerated college education programs, and we've got a, you know, there's a lot of people that are working really hard to get the training and the jobs out there, which is going to change the face of Reading. And we really appreciate what you all do out there, Sally.
Absolutely. Also, I wanted to let you know that last 4th of July, I don't know if you got my email I sent to you regarding we filed a writ of mandamus to the Supreme Court. So we will also be talking about that and what that means tonight. If people want to come at 5:30 and find out about the writ of mandamus, we are meeting at 2570 South Bonneview Road, and it's at the church on South Bonneview across from the fire station.
Okay. Sally, thank you so much. Now I'm going to have to go look that up, mandamus, right, if this is over.
Writ of mandamus.
Yeah, just one quick thing on the writ of mandamus. When we filed that, it's something that's very unique to any particular court case. And also, we are filing it because we have found that the court, the federal court, has done some things, and there are some issues that they've done that we can't find on record ever being done before. Oh. Our program that we had on Sunday at 9 a.m., Jefferson State of Mind, right on your radio station there, Carl. Right, thanks again for giving us the voice.
Don't worry about it, buddy. Y'all doing good work.
It's been great. We appreciate it a lot. Anyway, if you folks go back and you listen to the podcast and the archive, the show that we had on, and Carl, I think you'd appreciate it because we're talking about a mutual old friend, not to both of us,
okay.
But I think you'd have a lot of fun listening to that program.
Oh, okay.
But we talk about the writ of mandamus. I think it's very important. I think as many people that can show up tonight to see Joe and to hear about the writ and what's going on with the court case, it's historical. Okay. Anyway, thank you guys for what you do, and have a great day today.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks a lot, Terry and Sally. And by the way, if you want to hear that show, all you have to do is go to our archives on Sundays to Jefferson State of Mind, and you can hear what they're talking about, the writ of mandamus, which I'm going to look up
you
anyway.
You got to go to archives.
To archives. Okay. Hey.
And speaking of, like, people who are really making a difference and rocking it hard, we have with us this morning the Ace and Bold Programs, the director, Buffy Tanner. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Janet Hubert, a student. Is that right, Hubert?
Hubert. Yes.
Janet Hubert, student at the ACE program and student success facilitator in the ACE Bold office. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now we're throwing this out here what these are, but Buffy, mm-hmm. What is the ACE program?
So the ACE program stands for Accelerated College Education. Back in 2015-16, the college realized that about 32% of our adults over the age of 25 in the area had some college and no degree. And so we wanted to create a program that would work for adults who wanted to return to school, make schedules consistent and easy for them to follow, allow them to take classes at a full-time student rate, but only take a couple classes at a time, so not to overburden their already
full
busy
mind.
Schedules.
They're full heads. They're full heads. My head is full.
Exactly. And then also we dedicated staff support to the students so that they don't fall through the cracks at the college. So the ACE program features compressed 8-week classes that the students can take 2 at a time, and half of the classes are online. The other classes are either in the evening, Tuesday, Thursday evenings, or else in the morning, Tuesday, Thursday mornings. So the scheduling is very consistent.
So this is a 17-week class, which is what it usually is, and it's down into 8 weeks.
Down into 8 weeks.
So
it's
you've got to be,
down to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
17 into 8 weeks, yes.
Did I just say that? Oh, no, you were just, okay. I thought maybe I'd said it wrong there. So what you're doing is you've got to hit the ground running.
Exactly, exactly.
And because they're going to take 17, they're going to give you a little fire hose treatment, mm-hmm. but you're going to get through there quick, and you've got people there to help.
Right.
Yes.
Get you through it. So, Janet, you've gone through this.
I am currently going through this. Last spring was my first semester.
You don't look too strange. You mean...
what was it like for you?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going? What's your experience?
We're talking 17 weeks of college in 8 weeks. Okay,
it's a lot. You know, at first, I'm a mother of 4. I did have a part time job, so this program fit perfectly for what I was looking for. I did come in with credits from previous universities that I've gone to, and one thing or another, life came through, and so I had to stop. And
raising children,
yes. For lovely children, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to continue my education, and I wanted to finish my degree because, you know, it's Shasta, just in general, this northern division up here, it's really difficult to find a job anywhere. You have to, there's very limited fields, and you have to have some sort of education. So what the ACE program did for me is I'm taking 2 classes at a time, and it makes you feel like you've accomplished something. After the 8 weeks, yes, I'm not saying it's not going to be easy. It is definitely, you have to put the effort in it. You are taking 17 weeks into 8 weeks, and there's going to be homework almost every night, but you do it. And after those 8 weeks, you've accomplished something. Instead of having to wait the 17 weeks and feeling like you're just never going to get there, 8 weeks and you're done. And then you start your next set and then you're done. And before you know it, you've completed a whole semester and you have 4 classes.
Now, have you done the compression before, and this is the second set of classes or the first set of classes?
This was the first set of classes for me.
And what courses are you taking?
This summer, I'm taking chemistry online, and then the chemistry lab online, English online, and then I'm also taking economics. So in the summer, I'm taking 4 classes. But
are they all online?
My English is the one that I have Tuesday, Thursdays on campus.
Okay, so that's kind of cool. Do you like the campus versus the online, or how do you feel? Which one do you feel like you get the most of?
It depends on the class. For me, having the English on campus is better because English is not my forte. I'm more of a mathematics and science person. So having that English on class, being able to have discussions with a professor and really that one-on-one is really important for me. But all the online courses I really enjoy because you really go at your pace.
Mm-hmm.
For most of them, you get your syllabus. You know, most of our instructors are really easy to communicate. They get back to you. They're very responsive. And so I enjoy it. You get to spend time with your children. You get to spend, you don't feel like they have one of our ICE counselors, she said she's afraid of FOMO. And I didn't know what that means, but I found out it's fear of missing out.
Wow.
There is no FOMO when you're an ACE. You do not miss out on anything. There, you can kind of, you know.
There's FOMO? Is that a real word?
Apparently so.
It's a condition
we all have.
Fear of missing out.
Apparently. FOMO. I think I was born with that one.
Not only, you've got a doctorate in it, sweetheart.
Yeah, okay. Hey, so what are your goals? I mean, what do you want to do once you get this degree?
I am actually going to be transferring to Southern Oregon University next fall, so fall of 2019. And I'm going to be joining their accounting program. So I will end up with a business bachelor's in accounting.
Wow.
Yes. And then
that's
from
cool.
that, I plan on going into the master's program and possibly getting my business administration, my MBA.
Wow.
So, yes.
Cool.
The sky's the limit here.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, we're here with Janet Hubbard, and who is a student in the Accelerated College Education Program out there at Shasta, and also a facilitator for people that are taking the class. And, of course, Buffy Tanner, who is the founder, well, I don't know if the
director.
Founder, the director, though, of something that's gone national, and it's gotten national recognition, as it should. We're going to have to take a quick break. Now, security problems? Do you have security problems? Or is it? You know what? Your business got people kind of like coming around or things are happening to it. Or how about your house or your home? You know, people kind of walking up down the street a little concerned. Then you need to call North State Security. North State Security has been around since 1968. That's right. This is their 50th year. It's local. It's the largest security firm north of Sacramento. They have over 100 officers. And they have a response time that is better than the police. You can have a trained officer at your home or business in less than 10 minutes. That's right. That's North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Give them a call, 243-0295. All right. Hey, we'll be right back with Shasta College right after these messages.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. danscottpainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM on your dial. And we love our chat packers. Go to Free Fire Radio or KCNR 1460 and get online if you have a question. We love to interact with you. 8:20 in the morning. Gosh, it's great. 71 degrees. Our temperatures will be about 100 with our lows of 69 today.
This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Have you thought about, have you said, you know what, I've had it cutting grass. I've had it. I'm not going to wash another
like
dish.
That this weekend.
I'm not washing another dish. I'm not cutting another blade of grass. I want somebody to take care of me. It will not take care of me in the sense that it's assisted living, because it's not. So
nobody needs to wipe your mouth.
Nobody does that. River Commons Senior Living, it's like a cruise ship, you know. Like a cruise ship has landed here in Redding. They've got they've got entertainment directors. They have gourmet chefs. They've got it all. Trips. I mean, you know, you can leave the ship and go on trips all around the North State and other places. This is a great place probably to live if you're at that point. And we're not talking, again, it's not assisted living. This is senior living. It's senior fun living. Head on down there. They'll be more than happy to take you through River Commons, located right downtown on Hartnell Avenue. Give them a call, 238-5981. River Commons Senior Living. I know, I got carried away. It's really a great place. I mean, it really is. You go in there, I mean, gosh, the food's great, and all these people are friendly.
Good morning. We're here with our ACE and BOLD programs at Shasta College. We're highlighting our Shasta College monthly feature with Buffy Tanner, who's the director of the ACE and BOLD programs, and Janet Hubbard, student in the ACE programs. So what kind of students are you targeting with these programs?
We're really looking for students who typically are adults with busy lives. So either they're working part-time or full-time, or they have childcare responsibilities during the day, or for them trying to they don't have the flexibility of just taking classes whenever they want to take classes. And so so the average age of our students is 37, although we do have students as young as 22 mm-hmm. in the program. About 70% of our students are women, students like Janet, who have spent time raising their families,
girl
and now they're
power.
Kind of like, hey, mm-hmm. you know what? It's my turn. exactly.
Well, it's my turn also to make a living, to have an occupation, a career,
mm-hmm.
where you can, you know, you're still young. I mean, you are still young, and where you're going to be able to take care of not only yourself, but your family and things in the future where you don't have to worry about it.
Yes. And the thing with the ACE program is you don't have to, it's not one or the other. You know, it's not, oh, well, it's my turn. I'm going back to college. And the kids, you just fend for yourselves.
That's right.
It's not
peanut butter sandwiches.
Exactly. It's not like that. Like I said, I'm still taking care of my kids. I still take them to school every day. I pick them up from school.
How old are your kids?
I have a 14, a 12, a 6, and a 7.
Okay. So we have, or 7 or 6. Yeah whatever. So what you've got is you've got 4 kids at home that still need a lot of mom.
Yes.
And so you're still able to complete your college degree quickly.
Yes, I am. I am completing a semester just like, you know, a high school student straight out of high school is doing at a regular university. I am completing all my units, and I'm still spending time with my kids. My kids are not seeing me not be home, or, you know, they're not spending a lot of time at home by themselves. It's actually a motivation factor for them, because my oldest, who's going into high school this coming year, he sees me doing homework, and he's like, mm-hmm. you know, if mom can do it and she's got all this responsibility, why can't I do it? So we motivate each other. We all sit at the table.
Is his grades better now?
His grades, yes. He actually he graduated 8th grade with a 3.83. So, and believe me, he was pushing for that 4.0. He was extremely close.
But he's working it, though.
That's
working
great.
It. Okay.
Wonderful.
You know, how do you get, I mean, we used to say, yeah, we've got a, this is a one-hour lecture pushed into 5 hours, where yours is just the opposite. You've got 17 weeks into eight.
Mm-hmm.
So you must really be, they must really be at the cyclic rate when they're there.
So the classes that are in person are actually a hybrid. So mm-hmm. there's a certain amount of coursework of instruction that's done in person, but then there's also additional information presented online that the students can make use of on their own schedule.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about, let's talk about your bachelor's through online and local degrees. We only got like 5 or 6 minutes left
sure.
here. What about that?
So BOLD, Bachelor's Through Online and Local Degrees, is really in response to the fact that, you know, we're not in a major urban area with a bunch of different universities around where students can just kind of pick and choose whatever works for them and reduce their costs by staying at home. When I was growing up in Reading, it was if you wanted your bachelor's degree, you had to move away. Nowadays, with the advent of online instruction with CSU Chico's business program in downtown Reading, with Simpson University and National University here, people have choices, and we wanted to make sure that students had enough choices to find the university that works for them. So part of BOLD is simply providing information to students about a variety of universities that are reputable and affordable and are good options for them to complete their bachelor's degree without moving out of the area. But the core part of the BOLD program is really the support piece, which is a series of 4 1-unit student development classes that are designed, that are at Shasta College and are designed to be taken concurrently with a student's online university experience. So mm-hmm. the first semester that they're in their university, they're also taking a 1-unit class through Shasta College, and it's all about getting connected to your university and making sure that they understand what resources are available to them at their university, even as an online student or as a, you know, as a Chico student in Reading, even though the campus is in Chico. The second semester course is all about making sure that they really understand the career that they're planning to get into based on their bachelor's degree. The third course is making sure that they're ready to work in that career so that they're and apply for jobs in that career, making sure their resumes are up to date and they have a job search plan or a promotion plan at their current place of work. And then the last class is investigating the possibility of graduate study. Do they need to go on, like Janet's thinking about, for a master's degree? Do they want to? Is it required? And then what are all the steps involved in getting prepared?
Now, if people are doing this, they're going into the online so it's starting in fall.
So we started BOLD this spring. So we had a group of about 6 students who started their university
right.
studies in spring. We're starting another group in fall. So students can choose whatever university they want to participate in.
And this just helps you get going on it. And there's mm-hmm. a lot of people, there's more and more of this online.
Absolutely.
Getting your degrees, and you can understand why. I mean, it gives you a broader range of things. One last question I like to do is, and I'm going to go back to your ACE program,
yes.
your Accelerated College Education. Are what kind of degrees are you offering?
Sure.
In this, what programs you got?
We offer 3 associate's degrees that are designed for students who want to transfer on to a bachelor's degree, and those are in business, in psychology, and sociology. And then we also offer, we brand new for this fall, we have an online web design development certificate.
Wow.
Yep. So if you are interested in the nuts and bolts of building a web page and you want to make that your business, or you work in an agency or an organization where they want you to do some web design and development, you can.
Let me say this about that. If you're a business, say you're a business major and you're young, you're mm-hmm. starting out, and you come in for that interview, and when they start looking at what you can do for the company, if you have down in there, by the way,
mm-hmm.
or in there, I have a degree in web design and development. That puts you right then above most of the other people that are coming in with their business degrees. Because now you can help them out in their IT side. And especially, you know, maybe a smaller business or a business getting ready to expand.
Right.
This is a huge thing.
So what would it take? How much time would it take? Let's just focus on the web design thing really fast. We've got about a minute left.
Sure.
How much time to take How many classes, how many hours, how much time does it take to get that degree?
So one semester, fall semester, would give you the level one certificate. You take one class that lasts the full semester and two classes that last the first 8 weeks, two classes that last the last 8 weeks, and then one week-long class in the middle of the term.
So you're all this is online, too.
All this
so
is online.
So you can do this at your own at your home at 10 o'clock at night.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. And then lastly, we have two new associate degrees that are not intended for transfer in business. Mm-hmm. So if you've got somebody who, say, is out of work right now and they're looking to develop some skills and abilities in either management or in marketing or finance, and they're thinking, I really don't want to go on for that bachelor's degree. I just want to focus on that associate's degree, and that's what I need to get into the job that I want. We're offering that sequence of courses actually during the day, Tuesday, Thursday mornings. So that's really great for people who maybe are out of work.
What's the marketing and finance? What is that? I mean, is there a lot of arithmetic in this, or is it more telling you how this works?
So marketing is huge in mm-hmm. terms of
right.
any organization, any
doing.
Business. Right. And finance is really understanding sort of the big picture piece of a business operation. So you probably have somebody who's doing the bookkeeping or the accounting.
Yeah, that's already done.
Separately.
Yeah.
But finance is the overview.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Buffy Tanner. You are the director of Ace and Bold Programs at Shasta College. We really, and also Janet Hubbard, who's the student there and going through the program herself and student success facilitator in the Ace Bold office as well. So we encourage you to go to shastacollege.edu/ace or shastacollege.edu/bold. So thank you, ladies, for being with us. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have more from Shasta College and what departments this time?
Manufacturing and
advanced manufacturing.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Here's two separate types of things. The career technology type thing, and then the professional. Not that the other one's not professional, but, getting that college education in a quick time there. So this meets all your – it probably covers the whole gamut of people that are trying to want to join the college.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50 mile per gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. And like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. Good morning, everybody. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 9th of July, 2018. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans and the best haircuts in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Man's last stronghold. Ladies, you can go in there. They don't mind that a bit.
Need to
you
dip
can
your
sit
toe.
In there. Of course, your testosterone level will probably raise by 150%. You'll have hair on your face, but that's okay. It's still a great barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop.
Currently 74 degrees in the downtown studios. Our temperatures were going to be up to 100 today and our lows of 69 as we progress through the week. The temperatures are rising, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be 107. So get ready for the heat wave, and the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We have clear skies throughout the week as well, so it's going to be sunny and hot this week.
Great. Okay, hey, we are here with our second half of our Shasta College. You know what, we really, I want to thank Peter Griggs from Shasta College. Since he's come aboard, we have had a great, great working relationship with you all. You know, we've appreciated Shasta College in the past, and we've been kind of linked with you all doing different things, but now it's a regular once a month we come in here, we find out all the different things that are going on at Shasta College. Like in our last 30 minutes, we talked about the Advanced College Education Program, where you, in a period of really 16 weeks, can get a web design degree. And, you know, two levels of it. And you can do this online at home. Now, other classes they have, you know, psychology, sociology, business, there, and you're getting a 17-week class in 8 weeks. So think about that. That's happening, and it's the information. So then you can, for people that are busy jobs, they've got a job already, maybe they have kids at home, whatever. It's set up for people that are in that type of schedule. But now here's another – this is my favorite part. I mean, as good as Buffy is and all that, this is my favorite part. We get into advanced manufacturing. We get into things like – we're not going to talk specifically about welding and all that kind of stuff. But the advanced manufacturing, this is the one I saw on TV, not here at Shasta College. And what happens is – company wants to move in, but they need people that can work in this company. They want people that can take care of the machines and robotics and these kind of stuff. This is available at Shasta College, and we're here with the head of that program, Rick Osbrink, and then one of his students here, Jace Claytor.
JC.
No, Jace, because Ooh, JC is the other one.
That's right. That's what
here,
I was
so
confused.
So pull that
you.
Over in front of you. pull that over in front of you there,
hey, Jace.
Okay,
and I'm. Bite.
That's right. Okay. Okay, so welcome, Rick.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh yeah. Hey, now talk to us about the advanced manufacturing class.
So it's a relatively new program. We've had it at the college for approximately 2 years now. It was started with a grant that we got through the California Community Colleges. It was called the. Oh my goodness, it's the one to pay for my program. So the Career Pathways Trust Grant. It was about a $5.5 million grant that was granted to the college. It ended up filtering down into some of our local high schools as well to create some pathways through the high schools into the college and then out into the community into our industry partners. So we ended up getting about $1 million of that, just shy of $1 million at the college to create that program. So we're in the like I said, the second year, so four semesters in. We're already placing students in industry like Jace is right now. It's been a fantastic addition to our college, to our industrial area that's down there, and very well received by our local community and our local employers.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So,
as a teacher, how you got into teaching this class?
It's kind of one of those things. You can pinpoint like one time in your life where mm-hmm. everything just kind of shifted, and that's what happened to me. But I've worked in industry for about 12 years prior to coming to the college. I've been at the college for 7 years. Was doing some other stuff with some grants. I was what was called the Deputy Sector Navigator for Advanced Manufacturing, which is a fancy title but not a very fancy job, where I was basically going around to all of our seven community colleges north of Butte and helping them align with industry, what industry is looking for, helping out high school partners, that sort of thing, in this advanced manufacturing pathway. And then this grant came along. They asked me to help kind of put together the shop, and I said, of course. I mean, well, who doesn't love spending some money on buying shop equipment? You know, that was pretty impressive. So we built this shop with the help of our industry partners, and then, the job came available to teach out there, and I put my hat in the ring and was graciously awarded it. So,
how wonderful.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
That's great stuff. So what does a day look like in your class?
Very hands-on. So a lot of my students, you can learn a lot from a book, and you can learn some of the concepts and the theories, but you really have to be hands-on, and you have to be out there turning knobs and pushing buttons to really get a full understanding of what these machines are capable of. So, we start the day with, a little bit of a lecture, hour or so lecture, kind of about the concepts that we're going to talk about for the day, and then it's straight out to the shop, and we work for the remainder of the, usually about 3 or 4 hours, we're out in the shop.
Here, what's coming to my mind right now is that we recently, in all these years we've lived here, we recently took a tour of Shasta Dam.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about the machines and the knobs and the whirling of the energy, and so would this be kind of like what you're teaching your students to go into a placement of getting a job like that?
Absolutely. So there's multiple pathways under this, quote-unquote, advanced manufacturing that we have. Our shop is set up as a machine shop. We have CNC equipment, so the computerized equipment. We also have manual machining equipment. The Bureau of Reclamation, they're actually at Shasta College right now doing some certifications. They don't have any CNC equipment. They're all manual machinists out there. So our classes prepare them for that, but then we also have a new certificate that we offer, which is called our maintenance mechanic certificate, which actually Bureau of Reclamation was involved in that design of that as well, which is really kind of think about like a millwright, that type of person that just keeps the operation running. So it includes some welding skills, some machining skills, some electrical skills, that sort of thing. So we do have a pathway for that as well.
Let's talk about what kind of students is this right for? I mean, Jace here is a student going through the class, but what kind of students are you looking for on something like this?
It really depends on the pathway that you're looking for. We have other programs as well in the advanced manufacturing that are more mm-hmm. technical with the computer skills for PLC mm-hmm. programming. We have the machining side, which is, very hands-on, very methodical thinking. And then we also have the the welding side and that sort of thing, where it's more of a finesse and a, mm-hmm. and kind of an art.
What about you, Jace? Move in here just a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I started off in the welding program
mm-hmm.
and was actually able to get a job. And I worked for a company called Global Flex, mm-hmm. and it was a lot of production welding, and I learned a lot. But
was it here in the area, right?
Yeah, in Reading.
Okay.
But I took one class with Rick, and machining was I liked that a lot more. Machining. Yeah,
I tell you what, machinist. You see those? I mean, you see ads for machinist everywhere. And then I wasn't exactly sure exactly what a machinist is. So, I mean, have we talked about that? And I was reading something else down here. What exactly is a machinist?
Why don't you tell us?
Yeah, machinist tells.
Yeah, I mean, because you see these ads, you go, well, he was a machinist, or he's a machinist. What exactly is a machinist?
Oh, I think there's two answers to that question. There's a CNC machinist, which is what I mostly do. I'm a CNC operator.
What's a CNC?
Computer numerical controlled machine.
Okay.
And we basically make new parts, right? And then there's the other side, which is more of a millwright, where you repair stuff, which is what the guys at the dam do. They repair all that really old,
cool
equipment. Is,
yeah, that old, cool equipment. They're they're constantly repairing that, where you're building the new stuff.
Right.
Now, I've seen these computer generators where they use water, high pressure water to cut things out. Have you? I mean, do y'all have? I mean,
we don't
seen
have
those,
one of
I'm
those.
Sure.
We have seen those. There, we have what's called a plasma table, which utilizes the same concept.
Right.
It's based off the Cartesian coordinate system X, Y, and Z, and that utilized to cut materials, to cut metal materials, something that can sustain an arc. The water jet's cool because it can cut just about anything. We can cut glass, we can cut plastics, we can cut any
metal.
Type of stuff.
You can cut metal,
anything you can cut.
The first time I saw it was on about building building motorcycles, and they had to do certain things, certain types of metal for the engine that they wanted to put into this thing. So they were you put it in the computer. Push the button and it just cuts it out.
Yeah, and Sierra Pacific has a huge one.
I was just going to bring up Sierra Pacific.
Yeah.
We did this
tour. Oh my gosh! Yeah,
and it made me think about the guy that was cutting lumber was in a booth with a computer in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had this chance, and I thought, oh my God, that was amazing that it's all built on computers.
Absolutely. Yeah, you take a tour of that facility and you think, okay, it's just cutting lumber. It's not that. Technologically advanced. It is impressive. Did you get a chance to go to the fab in the tech shops as well? Where they're actually building the equipment?
No, we did not do that. We took when on this tour. I thought personally I'd be seeing like 100 people out there working in this. We saw maybe a total of 12 people the whole day. And this one guy working on the computer saying how to cut these boards. But this guy has got the expertise. So he's somebody like Jace who's sitting there with a little switch or a little lever there that it's like on a Game Boy, and he's looking at it, and if it looks like it's not going the exact way, he just moves it a little bit to make sure those cuts are perfect. But he's trained in that, and then everything else is automated, except you got guys that are turning boards over. Now, those two big guys are turning boards over, and that's all they do is turn the boards over as it's coming back through there. And you're looking at that going, wow, that could be a tough job, Anyway, hey we're
it's
here
a job.
It's probably a great job out there.
With benefits.
We're here with Rick Osbrink, who heads up the advanced manufacturing over at Shasta College, and we're just talking about that, all the great things that are happening out there, and Jace Claytor, who is one of the students who is into the CNC, and then had to, you know what, it's a different language. Then you had to explain what CNC was, okay, but what a machinist is. A machinist is somebody that will either fabricate new stuff, new parts to metal or whatever it takes to build a machine, and others that repair it. So,
right,
pretty simple, and that was a great definition because it was simple enough for me to understand. We're going to be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. How about trading in one of the eligible monitor heaters for a new Toyo Tommy MIL730 or L60AT and receive a customer discount of $250. That's right. But you have to check with SST Oil to see how this works. Plus, they have a big, great kerosene. Sign up for kerosene. You get a big discount for that for this year. Give them a call at 241-1167. SST Oil, an employee-owned company.
We'll be right
back.
Right
here in Reading.
KCNR 1460.
Real people, real winners. Summer is here, and now is the perfect time to do some luxury camping, also known as glamping.
Glamping.
Imagine waking up in the wilderness in the comfort of your brand new Keystone Colt travel camper. Play our Summer Glamping Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, prizes, or a travel camper. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Thursdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win a Keystone Colt travel camper from Camping World of Reading. This camper is loaded to the brim with fun amenities and plenty of sleeping room. Let's go glamping, redefining what it means to be one with nature in style. Drawings Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Tuesday, July 31st, where you could win a travel camper for summer glamping, plus camping accessories. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I am Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. Bad Bob. It's 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 74 degrees, going up to 100 today. You know what? Bob always had the perfect answer when I said, okay, what's the weather today? And Bob said, hot.
Yeah.
How about tomorrow? Oh, it's hotter. Hotter. And then what about the weekend? Hottest yet. You know, and that's all he had to say. Everybody understands. Don't leave anything live in your car you want to have alive when you come back.
Yeah.
If you leave for longer than any time. And, you know, I saw something really stupid the other day. It said from NBC News. Okay, I know it's hard to believe. And they said, you know what? When you have a child in the back seat, you should throw something in the back seat that will remind you of the child. And I'm thinking, the child's back there and you're throwing something in the back seat. What you ought to do is put something up in the front seat, like the child's picture right there. When you've got the child in the car that says, I've got a child in here someplace. So how stupid was that? Throw something in the back seat.
A purse, if you have to go back for your purse. Okay. Now, Bob.
You know, they have that sensor that determines if you are sitting in a passenger seat and it turns on the airbag. Why don't they have a weight sensor that if there's a child seat in the back?
What about this?
Why not sounds an alarm.
Why not just have something that when you have on your child, and once it senses that the car stops and it opens up, that it makes it starts making a beeping noise.
That's a good idea.
As soon as the car stops, it starts making a beeping noise. Yes. You know you got something in the back, so you got a kid or a dog. Okay, enough of that.
Alert
systems. We're here with Rick Osbrink and Jace Claytor. And Rick heads up the advanced manufacturing, and Jace is a student there. Tell us about how he's become a machinist. Start out at welding. See, there's the class. See, a welder is kind of like an artist. And I talked to one of your other instructors that is in the English or he's into something else. He's not an instructor for you, but he took the welding class. I said, so how was it? He goes, oh man, the stuff that's left from your welding slag or whatever. Mm-hmm. He says, I slagged it. It was thick. He says, I thought I was doing a great job. And I look around, everybody else got a line down the front and mine's got like oh, 5 pounds of slag on it. And I'm thinking, oh, that's probably how I'll weld. You know, I just, you know what, this thing's never going to break. In fact, it'll, you know what, the world will end, and this will still be standing there.
Hey, we have a couple questions from the chat pack, which I love our interaction. Thank you so much for writing in today. Yeah. And what are those questions, Carl?
3D printing fabrication. Is a growing thing, 3D printing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, and so 3D printing is a process of what's called additive manufacturing, where in traditional machining, like what Jace does now and what we also teach is subtractive manufacturing, mm-hmm. where we take a chunk of material and we chew away at it and get our finished product.
Mm-hmm.
Additive manufacturing is where we take some material and we add material to create our finished product. So there's no waste that's involved in this process.
Got it. This is something like a sculptor that says, well, how did you sculpt this to look like this, you know, this bear? Well, I chipped away every piece that didn't look like a bear.
Exactly.
With this one, you can use all types of stuff to come out with a bear and not have a bunch of stuff chipped off.
Exactly. Yeah, we're only using the material that we need.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, I mean, let's just, you know, because sometimes material is very expensive. Sometimes it's hard to get rid of other things like that. So, Jace, what's your favorite part of this, partner?
My favorite part? I think my favorite part is just where I work.
Mm-hmm.
I got a really good job out of the machining course.
Oh, yeah.
I work at a place called Absolute Machine, and
yeah.
I like that it's different every day. And the owner's been really patient with me, which is good. I got a pretty thick skull. Takes a couple times to remember things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm just happy.
So you're working now for, as a direct result from being out there. Now.
Yep.
So tell us about your company.
We're a prototype, mostly CNC machine shop. We also have a lot of manual machines, too. We make a lot of cool parts.
Parts for what?
Well, for local companies, we make parts for Seco Manufacturing, and mm-hmm. they make serving equipment for, like, Caltrans and stuff.
Okay.
And I think that's really cool because I can drive down the road and see the surveying crew.
Wow.
Like, oh, I think I see those parts.
That's
yeah.
So cool.
Very cool. We also, for another local company, it's called Wolfgang, and he makes replacement parts for VW Bugs and buses.
I've heard about this guy. And Jason, just let me say this. This is after you've been through this course. It's, what, a two-year course? 1 year?
I just took one class.
One class.
Yeah.
And this is a livable wage, right?
Yep.
And with growth potential.
Yep.
So if I go down there and take one class, I can go out and start working in the – and I can go over and have Jace be my boss?
I got really lucky.
Yeah, Jace got a little bit lucky on that one just because Jace is a little bit of a oddity. He's a strong worker, hard worker, and yeah. got a real good attitude. So mm-hmm. he wasn't going to have a problem anyway. Most of our CNC operator certificate is 17 units, so it usually takes about 2 semesters to get through.
That's what I would think. Yeah. So you can walk away from there, and there's jobs everywhere. I've got this one website now that sends me jobs all the time for construction, machinist, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely,
it doesn't send me for PhD teaching at the at the university level because I signed up for it because I'm coming out there. I'm going to take one of those classes. I haven't figured out which one it is. I know which one I want to take. It's going to be heavy equipment or the welding class. But I want to take something like that.
You've been
saying
that.
So I can do something after I retire from this. I can be a heavy equipment operator out there in the fires.
I
can work during the fire season and
driving a
bulldozer and make enough money to live the rest of the year. Okay. All right. Now, how do people sign up for this? If you're looking at people like maybe they lost their job, maybe it's been downsized, even in the economy here, or they're looking for a change.
Absolutely.
And this is a great way to do it.
It is. And, we really work hard with our industry area that's down there at the college, our welding program, mm-hmm. our diesel program, to really kind of support each other. So, in our local economy, you might not get a job just welding or just machining.
Right.
You might need multiple tools in your tool
belt.
So we always say, like welding could be the trade, but it also just be the tool of the trade.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our programs are overlapping. So the welding program, for instance, if you take the welding degree and you get the two-year associate's degree in welding, you take one more class, I think, over and above your electives, and you can get a CNC operator certificate on top of it.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of pathways through here that'll give you multiple tools in your tool belt.
And you've got the more arrows in the quiver, the better it is.
Absolutely.
And you can offer that out there. Now, your first semester or your first year out at Shasta College is still free. Is that right? Yes, it is. Your first year full time, it is still free, my friends. So I don't want to hear any more BS excuses. I can't afford it, because it doesn't cost you anything except for books and that kind of stuff. They run the schedules kind of around your schedule. We've heard that today.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at jobs that you can literally, Joe Comente from Builders Exchange comes in here, talks, we need these people. You see this everywhere. We need trained people in welding, machinery, machinist. Well, you can get all of that right there.
Absolutely. Not just with me.
With the whole group there.
Absolutely.
But you can get all of this right there out there at Shasta College. Okay. Last thought, Rick. You got like 30 seconds to tell me your last thoughts on this whole program.
We're just super excited to have this at the college now. You know, it's kind of been a long time coming. Back in the 70s, we had a machine shop. Then when kind of everything happened, you know, downturns in economy, that sort of thing, the machine shop went away. And it's really awesome to see this coming back and also seeing it being filtered down into our high schools. So our high schools are creating pathways that are leading into us through what's called dual enrollment, where students can get college units and bring them into the college, so they're already a step ahead from other
students.
That's
great. Okay. Hey, you know what, Peter Griggs, thank you so much. Every month it's something great. We get all fired up about our college right here in town that can do so much for our people in our community here, all of Shasta College and down in Tehama also. So thanks a lot. Hey, tomorrow Doug Wright's going to be with us, and we are going to...